Conditional use number 2522, Delaware Electric Co-op.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for the expansion of utility operations to be located on a certain parcel of land, lying and being in Northwest 400, Sussex County, containing 9.85 acres more or less. The property is lying on the west side of Cart Branch Road, which is Sussex County Route 583A, northwest of the intersection of Cart Branch Road and Adams Road, which is Sussex County Route 583. The 911 address is 14326 Cart Branch Road, Greenwood, and the tax parcel ID is District 530, Map 14, Parcel 17.00. Submitted into the record, we have a copy of the applicant's conceptual site plan, we have a copy of the deed for the property, a copy of the applicant's exhibits, we have a copy of the DLDOT service level evaluation response, and we have received zero comments. Thank you.
Thank you,
Madam
Mr.
Chair,
Director.
I need to leave the dais to recuse on this one.
Thank All right, thank you. I guess we'll muddle through. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Dana Dunphy, Century Engineering, 550 South Bay Road, Dover, Delaware, 19901.
Thank you.
I'm here to represent DEC for the expansion of their headquarters site off of Cart Branch Road. The parcel is located on the west side of Cart Branch. Can I cycle through?
Are you sure there should be a left and right clicker there or a keyboard?
So as you can see, the DEC customer base and infrastructure, they are responsible to continue to grow rapidly in the area. The existing Greenwood facility has become space constrained, and several activities on site need to have more room to be able to use them. The solution was for DEC to commission a facility planning effort that would evaluate multiple options spanning the site and reconfiguring the existing Greenwood facility. There was a consideration of relocating Cart Branch Road along the frontage of Parcel 17 that has since been removed, and it's strictly, any improvements are happening on strictly Parcel 17. The project is currently out to bid, and DEC does plan to start construction upon receipt of all permits and approvals. So the 9.8 acre plus or minus site would allow for controlled growth and is a more cost-effective solution for relocating. This will include new buildings on the west side of Cart Branch, and allowing the conditional use would permit DEC to continue to offer electrical services in Sussex County and the surrounding areas. So as I mentioned, the initial design was to have Cart Branch Road realigned, and it was part of the original package that was submitted to council. That after further review and due diligence, that option has been removed. So Cart Branch Road is remaining as is, with the new configuration of the buildings as shown on this display. So with this, the proposed construction would have a 14,560-foot plus or minus square foot vehicle enclosure building, a 9,700 plus or minus square foot maintenance building. There would be an area for pole bunk storage. The facility would have gravel and an asphalt yard, with installation of utilities being water, sanitary sewer, electric, communication, and gas, and also the addition of a stormwater facility in the rear. We feel that there would not be any impact to the surrounding properties. There is a proposed fence that will encompass the entire entire constructed area with slats, so it wouldn't be visible to any of the adjoining parcels. And with the potential for this project, will still allow DEC to maintain their current level of service and also increase their level of service for all the new developments that are happening within the area. So the current zoning for the property is listed as AR1, but as you can see from the future land use map, it is zoned for industrial. And that concludes my presentation. Okay. If you have any questions?
We'll check with our commissioners. If you'd like to have a seat, we'll see if anybody has any questions. And Mr. Butler, we'll start with you.
I visited this site. I have no issues with anything, so I have no questions.
Okay. Mr. Collins?
No questions from me, Chair.
Mr. Mears?
No questions. We appreciate the privacy slats and the fence.
I agree.
None from me, Madam Chair.
Okay.
And none from me, thank you.
Okay. All right. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to application number 2522, Delaware Electric Co-op? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor? Okay, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. You're welcome to remain with us if you'd like to see if we make a decision. Thank you.